Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Linda Blockland, chairperson at Clinical Psychology Forum. Good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you doing?
Thanks, Howard. No, I'm doing fine. Thank you. Just a bit cold, but looking forward to spring.
But the good news is that it is warming up over the next few days. So by the weekend, we should have warmer weather. So, Linda, we've been debating this issue. GAME yesterday made an announcement that they having Vaccination Encouragement Wednesdays or whatever it would be, and then you can get your 10% discount if you show your vaccination card. Morally correct, incorrect, I don't really know. But I'm also fascinated as to whether this does change our behavior or encourage our behavior, or is it just something that is a cool marketing strategy, in your view?
Yeah, thank you. It's an interesting question. And I think it does raise sort of concerns initially, you know, is this ethical? Is this manipulation? How do we look at this? Is it exploitation? And actually, if you consider very carefully, it's not really manipulation or exploitation, because it's not disadvantaging those who do not wish to take it. In fact, there are double advantages for those who take it up. Does it change human behavior? Well, it certainly does persuade people to take up, in this case, the vaccine. And it's been used elsewhere as well. You know, if we look at insurance companies who offer lower premiums for those who lead healthy lifestyles, et cetera.
Right. I was thinking about that because, you know, the discovery plans, vitality plans encourage that. You know, you do a certain number of steps and you eat well or whatever it would be. Well, then you're going to get either lower premiums or you're going to get a bonus cup of coffee or whatever it would be. And it's not as though it's a massive financial reward, but we all like to gain something for doing something, don't we?
Exactly. It puts the activity in a more positive light. And I think this is really what we're hoping with the vaccine as well. People start associating the idea of having a vaccine with some concrete
benefit.
Something that they can really see and will really affect them more immediately.
Right. One would think the avoidance of death would be incentive enough. Why isn't it? Why isn't the avoidance of serious illness or death enough to encourage people to get a vaccine? Why do we need a 10% discount at GAME?
Yeah, that question is so relevant. I think, you know, death is with us all of us. None of us are going to be able to bypass this, as far as I know. But it's something that's so kind of vague in the future. I mean, even people who might be approaching death for whatever reason seem to be able to put it off. It's not something that's a reality to us. And I think we all live with this idea, but not me. It's not going to happen to me until it does.
Yeah. Would it matter? Does it become problematic if we flip it the other way around? One of our listeners saying, I think anti-vaxxers should be charged 10% more than the price.
That's interesting. But I think one doesn't want to focus on the negative. You know, you want to focus on the positive. So if you start saying, you know, there you're really introducing a change that is going to, you know, not benefit somebody. It's going to do them, disadvantage them in some way. And then it becomes something that's a little bit more questionable.
Well, I'm just thinking about this. I mean, that's exactly what a sin tax is, isn't it? When we pay more for cigarettes or alcohol. So people know that it's not good for them. I mean, we call it a sin tax.
This is true, but you're going to raise your people's objections. I mean, the same way, one does it in other ways too. I mean, it's possible that we won't be able to travel unless we have a vaccination certificate.
I suppose for a brand, I think a point that you're making is relevant, is for a brand, for whatever store it is, you want to be on the positive side of it, not the negative side.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start penalizing people, that's got a negative connotation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas to give people discounts is something, it looks like you know, something generous. You are giving something.
Exactly, and the association of big brands that are well known to people, that are respected by people, when that gets associated with the vaccination, getting the vaccination, I think that also does something. It's a psychologically, it can have quite a strong impact.
Mm. Yeah, because it's saying that, look, this, it's that important or it's that good that, that even the big stores are putting their money behind encouraging people to get vaccines.
Exactly, such as when managers in corporations and line managers say, look, I've got the vaccine. I mean, just as when we first introduced the vaccine to the country, we saw all the big political leaders going up there getting their shot. So the same kind of psychological benefit there.
Would you say that if we take it down, let's say, to a company level, would you say that a good way or a better way to encourage people is positive versus negative? In other words, let's just say you've got a company and people, some people don't want to be vaccinated. Instead of punishing those people, you maybe reward others who have been vaccinated.
Definitely. I think that's a far better way to go than the punishment route. It's always better to reward than to punishment. To punish, you know, sort of basic learning theory. And I think to some extent it is happening. You know, if you have your shot, you're allowed to be present at whatever it is, whether it's a company lunch or something interesting. So the reward is definitely a better way to go in terms of incentivizing people.
I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 0618951019. Linda, do you think, before I let you go, do you think we're going to start seeing a lot more of this?
I think we will. You know, the once something like this starts, people want to jump onto the bandwagon, and I think it's a good way. It's a good way to get the message out there, because there are not a lot of positive messages out there that are reaching people on the ground.
Very, very interesting. Dr. Linda Blockland, who is the chairperson at the Clinical Psychology Forum, talking to us about incentives.